Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we've had some conversations and obviously concerns around how South Africans can travel to Israel. It's not easy at the moment. And we thought we would try and get a little bit more information from you. For you, Shirley Yutal Maftzir, who is the deputy head of a mission at the Embassy of Israel in South Africa, joining us this morning. A very, very good morning, Shirley. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I just need to correct you. I'm the head of consul.
Right, thank you. Duly corrected. So it's a bit confusing for South Africans because we don't really know what it means and what it entails to visit Israel. Can you give us an overview as to what the current situation is, please?
Yes, of course. First of all, the health ministry categorized the four criterias to enter to Israel or to exit from Israel according to the color of the countries. There are highest COVID-19 risk countries, and South Africa is one of them. There are 14 countries. And what it means that all travelers that arriving in Israel from a location from South Africa, in that matter, must enter isolation, including those recovered and vaccinated. And Israeli citizens and permanent residents who want to travel to South Africa must request permission from the exceptions committee.
Right. So if somebody is an Israeli living in Israel, they've got to get permission very specifically to fly to come to visit South Africa. A South African.
Exactly.
Right. And then they can travel here.
As well as South African citizens that want to come to Israel. There is a list of criteria that they can come directly from South Africa, and you of course can check it in our website, in the consular service, in the Israeli embassy website. There are five categories. I can tell you that it's mostly people with humanitarian cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the lone soldiers and that came here before the 1st of May, and as well as people that have a valid visa of A1, A5, B1, B4.
Right.
And parents that want to come to the weddings of their kids. And also all the ones that want to come to Israel, they need to submit an application in the link that in our website, and with all the supporting documents for the request, and according that document that they submit, we give them a permit to come to Israel.
Right. So it's still at this stage for very specific, on both sides actually, traveling from Israel to South Africa and from South Africa to Israel has to be done as an exception, is really what you're saying.
It's not only from South Africa. I need to explain you.
Yes, I wanted to ask you that question.
People that coming from a green country, everyone need to get a permit in every state. But the restrictions, it's more
onerous or more
harsh,
yes,
from,
yes,
from South Africa and the 14 other countries that in the list.
How does that change? Whether South Africa's on the list of 14 countries, what would change to take South Africa off that list?
Unfortunately, we currently don't know when South Africa will become a green country.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to emphasize that there are very specific criteria according to which the color of a country is determined. Among them, the number of COVID cases measured, and every week there is a reevaluation. And also in Israel, it's according to the COVID, the number of COVID cases in Israel. Right now, it's not seem so optimistic. But we really wish that it will be end.
Yeah.
I mean that the situation will get better. Now, I just want to mention one more thing. There is a possibility to come to Israel, not only directly from South Africa, like the five criteria that I mentioned before, and get the information in our website. The other cases if you are answering on those criteria, you need to come through a green country, which means you need to stay 14 days in a green country before you come to Israel, you enter to Israel. When you are in the green country, you need to submit the application with the entry stamp on the passport, with the proof of accommodation at the green country, as well as the flight ticket to Israel after 14 days of quarantine there, isolation there, and then I can issue the permit.
Right. So in other words, if you go, you create a buffer, a 2-week buffer country, which is a green country, then exactly. It's a possibility to enter.
Yes, but you need to see that you're answering about one of the criteria in the general list that we also published in our website.
All right.
And of course, everyone is more than welcome to send us inquiries or questions if they are not sure. To one of our emails, and we will give them an answer.
And can you just give us your website address as well, so that people can have a look to see what these rules are?
Go to Embassy of Israel in South Africa, and then you go to Consular Services, and you can see the all information in the general information.
All right, and we'll do that
under the Consular Services section.
All right. Shirley, thank
and
you.
I want also to add one more thing that
sure.
Everyone knows that when you enter to Israel, of course you need to do the PCR test before the 72 hours before the flight.
Right.
And when you enter to Israel, you must do a COVID test at the airport, as well as antibodies test. Okay.
Right.
For people that are not got vaccinated.
Does Israel accept? Will Israel accept the cards that South Africans have been issued, or will they have to? Or will they have to have that antibody test anyway?
Anyone should have an antibody test if he got the vaccination in South Africa, in another country, in a highest COVID-19 risk country countries that with travel warnings. Everyone need to do the antibody test, and they don't need to get a permission to go to do it. I mean, from the health ministry. They can go the day after they are arrived to do the antibody test. And then in order to get from the quarantine after 7 days,
right,
you need to do another COVID test.
Right.
Okay, but I want just also to mention that as I was talking, the instructions can be changed on a daily basis. So you need every time to check again in the Health Ministry website, in our website, regarding the restrictions and regulations.
Right. That's where we leave it. Shirley Yutal Mafitsir, who is the head of consulate here in South Africa, the Embassy of Israel in South Africa. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM.